All right, strap in everyone, because today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's going to leave you wondering, is that even possible?
It's one of those things, once you learn about it, it kind of sticks with you,
Right.
makes you question some things.
Yeah, today we're talking about something called Pareto's paradox, and trust me, it's a wild one.
Absolutely. It's like, it really does make you question kind of everything you thought you knew about logic and probability.
It's like, how can you add 1 + 1 and end up with 3? That's kind of what we're dealing with here. Like, imagine you're mixing together two recipes for disaster, right? And somehow, against all odds, you end up with a gourmet meal. That's kind of Pareto's paradox in a nutshell.
It's taking two things that are destined to fail and finding a way to make them win.
Yes, and it all comes down to this guy, Juan Pirando, who apparently just really likes messing with our minds.
Definitely threw a curveball at the world with this one.
Yeah, he did. He really did. You know, it's funny you should say curveball because you know those optical illusions where you can look at the same image and see two completely different things?
Oh, absolutely.
Like that classic one, is it a young lady or an old hag? It just blows my mind.
Yeah, those are always fun. It's like your brain can't quite decide what it's seeing.
You can't. And you know what? Pareto's paradox is kind of like the game theory version of that. It's one of those things where you just look at it and you're like, wait, what? But the thing is, there's actual math backing it up.
There is, yeah.
This isn't just some sort of elaborate magic trick. It's legit.
There are proofs. It works.
It works. So let's break this down a little. You sent over this document, 3bparando.pdf, and it dives into this whole concept of essentially winning by losing. Sounds like my kind of strategy. But how does it actually work? Are we talking about some kind of super secret, foolproof gambling scheme here?
Not quite, although I wish it were that easy. Imagine two games, and both of them are actually designed to make you lose money in the long run. And we're talking about the statistical average here, not like you lose every time you play. But Parandeau found that if you strategically combine these losing games, there's a way you can actually come out ahead over time.
Okay, now my brain is officially starting to hurt. So let's break down these so-called losing games a little bit. What's the first one all about?
Sounds good. So game A, which is the simpler of the two, it's basically just a classic coin flip. But here's the catch. The coin is slightly weighted against you, just a tiny bit, so it's not super obvious.
Okay, so they snuck in one of those trick coins from a magic shop or something. Just how unfair are we talking about here?
Yeah, they use something called epsilon to represent this bias, and in this case, it's just this tiny little value, 0.005. Seems small, right?
Yeah, that seems pretty insignificant.
You'd think so, but over a large number of flips, it actually adds up.
So over time, game A, even though it seems innocent enough, is basically a guaranteed way to drain my bank account.
Basically, it's a slow and steady loss.
Got it. So what about this game B? I'm seeing something about multiple coins and modulo arithmetic, and that sounds a bit more complicated.
Yeah, game B is definitely where things get a bit more interesting, I'd say. So instead of one coin, there are actually two coins, each with its own probability of winning or losing. And which coin you use depends on your current winnings, but not in a straightforward way.
Oh no, this is where I feel like I need to get my old math textbook out. Modulo arithmetic, really.
Yeah, it sounds a bit intimidating, but the main takeaway with Game B is that it's designed to be intentionally volatile. It's got this really clever rule, hence the modulo arithmetic you mentioned, to switch between those two very different coins, which basically creates this pattern of winning big, losing big, then winning big again.
It's kind of like a roller coaster ride for my finances. Okay, I am intrigued. But how do these two losing games, when combined, magically make a winning strategy? Okay, so I'm picturing this like game A is this slow leak in my bank account, right? And game B is like, okay, let's just strap ourselves in and go for a roller coaster ride. But somehow, those two terrible options actually combine into something that makes me money. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one.
It's kind of a mind bender at first, for sure. But that's what's so cool about this whole thing. And the thing is, the source actually backs it up. They ran simulations.
Oh, really?
They really wanted to make sure this wasn't just like some mathematical quirk, you
So
know?
they actually played these games out thousands and thousands of times.
Exactly. They used Excel to simulate both game A and game B just individually first. Just ran it through a bunch of rounds, seeing how the, well, I guess we should say losings played out over time.
And as expected, I'm guessing they lost a lot of money.
Yeah, both games individually consistently downward trend. Money pits, basically.
That tracks, makes sense. But then the parenting begins. This is where we start you know, messing with the fabric of reality and logic.
Right. This is where it gets fun. So instead of just playing one game or the other, they started randomly switching between them.
Okay, so just like flip a coin, game A or game B.
Exactly, just to add that element of, well, randomness to it. And you know what happened.
Don't they tell me. They broke the system.
That's the crazy part.
That did.
This random mixing, this crazy strategy, it actually produced a graph with a clear upward trend. You actually start making money.
No way. That's incredible. It shouldn't work, but it does.
Right. That's the paradox in action. It just, it throws logic out the window a bit.
Okay, I gotta ask, how? How does that even work? What's the secret sauce that turns losing into winning?
Well, they explain it in the source with this really interesting analogy. It's called a flashing Brownian ratchet. Have you ever heard of that?
A ratchet, like that tool with the teeth that only lets you turn it one way. I don't quite see the connection to winning money, but go on.
Yeah, you're actually not too far off. So a Brownian ratchet, it uses random motion, but to create like directed movement. They usually picture it with this sawtooth kind of pattern. So imagine a bunch of like tiny little particles, you know, bouncing around randomly like that old school screensaver. And the ratchet, because of how it's shaped, it takes advantage of that random motion to actually bias the movement in a certain direction.
Okay, I kind of see where you're going at this maybe. But how does a ratchet apply to, like, Ferrandi's paradox? Is one of the games acting as the ratchet?
That's it. You got it. Yeah, it's actually game B that plays the role of the ratchet here. Remember how we were talking about how it's so volatile, those big swings?
Yeah, the up-down thing.
Exactly, exactly. That randomness is actually really important.
So we're basically ratcheting our way to winning money by switching between these two games. I kind of love it.
That's the gist of it. The source actually links to a short video that visualizes it. It's on Vimeo at vimeo.com/econixcel/perno. It's really helpful to see it in action.
Oh, nice. I'll definitely check that out.
But basically, think of game A with its constant, like, little losses as sort of like the baseline. And then game B with its random ups and downs is where those opportunities for big wins come in.
And those wins are what the ratchet uses to, like, push us in the right direction.
You got it.
So this is amazing. I'm already thinking, I need to find a way to work this into, like, my stock portfolio, crack the code using strategic losses.
Right. If only it were that simple.
There's got to be a catch.
Well, the real world, it doesn't always follow these nice, neat little rules we set up. As cool as Parando's paradox is, it's not like a magic formula for everything.
So I can't just go around, like, combining any two bad things and expecting a good outcome.
It would be nice. But the source makes it clear. It's all about the specific structure of the games, especially that game B with those wild swings.
Okay. So it's not just, like, any random losing situation. It has to have that right kind of setup.
Exactly, yeah. Even that tiny 0.005 difference in the coin flip matters. Change any of that and, well, the whole thing falls apart.
So much for my get-rich-quick scheme.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make you wonder, like, if this setup is so specific, does it even happen in the real world? Like, are there places where we might see this without even realizing it?
That's the million-dollar question. And honestly, we don't know for sure. The research is still ongoing.
Oh. Interesting. So it's still kind of a mystery then.
Totally, yeah. But, you know, it's not impossible that something like this could be happening, right? Maybe in really complex systems, like think financial markets or even biology, places with all these different forces interacting in ways we don't even fully understand yet.
Okay, so there's still hope that maybe, just maybe, somewhere out there.
Huh, maybe. It's fun to think about. Oh, and remember how the source mentioned there is an even better way to mix the games than just randomly?
Yeah, there was something about a specific pattern, wasn't there? Like A-B, A-Babe-Abby or something like that.
Yeah, apparently that sequence, it actually does better than just flipping a coin every time, which is crazy. Makes you think, what's so special about that particular combination?
So many questions. That's what I love about these deep dives. We always end up with even more to be curious about.
Right. This whole idea, starting with this paradox that almost seems impossible. And now, look, all these new paths to explore.
And the source had those extra resources too, like the Mathematica and YouTube demos. I'm going to have to check those out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sometimes you really just need to see it to believe it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was a wild ride, but that's it for this deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing. And remember, sometimes losing is the first step to winning.